I just realized I hadn't done an episode for March, and here it is, March 31st. Been kind of an interesting month. Things haven't gone quite as planned, but yet things are getting closer to being all right. You know, it's kind of one of those things. New friends, new places to explore, you know, here around Nashville, and working away at everything and trying to get things fixed and get things right and do what needs to be done. Spring is always an interesting time. You know, the transition from the cold into the warm. And we, you know, it's kind of funny. This has kind of been a little cooler here in Nashville this spring so far this March, although we've had a couple warm days. I was wearing shorts yesterday before the storms came through. And been spending a lot of time at work working on the Florida property insurance market. And if any of you guys live down in Florida, you know that it's really an experience right now. And we're getting closer to another hurricane season, and we all know what hurricanes can do. You know, someone very dear, near and dear to me lost, you know, his home in Irma, and, you know, still trying to recover stuff. You know, it takes a long time. And here the insurance market down there is crazy. The only thing I could recommend to anybody who's affected by it, contact your agent and just keep trying. I mean, you know, how did I even get off on that subject? Let's switch to another thing. As I said, my mind's been totally into that this month between Florida and Louisiana. I've been working kind of nonstop on some insurance issues, writing about homeowners insurance issues and guarantee fund issues with those two states. Let's get off to something else. Let's get off to a song. My good friend Raleigh Keegan, and if you haven't had a chance to listen to my interview with Raleigh, please do. This young man is an up-and-coming artist. This man, he's fantastic. Listen to his music. He just released another one, A Long Day in Tucson, and he says this is about when he went out and visited his brother in Tucson. And seriously, it is a great song. Actually, I actually told Kenny, I said, this is a song I could see you cutting, because I could see Kenny changing it up just a little bit. Raleigh's kind of more piano driven. And Kenny can kind of, you know, does it a little different, but I could see Kenny cutting Raleigh's song. And I made sure that Raleigh knew that I thought, you know, this would be a perfect song for Kenny. So if you get a chance, please do listen to it. It's another great one from him. I mean, the young man is putting out so much good music. I mean, seriously, he's got to hit it big. I really seriously needs to hit it big. And I've told both Jason and Kenny about him, and I said, you got to work with this young man. And, you know, this he's going places. He is seriously going places. And he has an interesting backstory, too. So if you get a chance, do go back into my episodes and listen to my interview with Raleigh Keegan. And I also did a review of his album that he put out in the fall of 2021. So do listen to that. And this spring, you know, it's been kind of weird with the flowers here in Nashville. If anybody knows me, knows that I love to photograph flowers. Flowers and leaves is kind of my specialty. So there has been, I've found some, you know, I got some really pretty pink magnolias before we got our snow here a couple weeks ago. And then they went all brown. And I did manage to get some crabapple blossoms and some Bradford pears. I know people really hate Bradford pears. My boss at my publishing company actually really, really, really hates Bradford pears, you know, because they are kind of an invasive species. They will take over and grow just about anywhere. And the blossoms do stink. As beautiful as those blossoms are, they really do stink. But the leaves are really pretty. And in the fall, sometimes they turn these really gorgeous shades. And if you photograph leaves, they're really, really great subject matter. And along with the little tiny little pears that the birds come and eat. And they're messy trees too. I get why people don't like them. But when they line streets, and where I lived in Upper Arlington, Ohio, the Bradford pears would line the streets, and every spring you would have this whole line of just these beautiful white blossoms. And then in the fall, you know, when they turned the shades of yellow and orange and red, I mean, it was just really gorgeous to see. And some of my most known photographs are actually of Bradford pear leaves. Some that have been published in books and everything were Bradford pears and Bradford pear leaves that I had done on the infamous frosted glass table, which had to remain in Ohio. But I can buy another one that at home usually has, if anybody's interested in seeing my photography before and seeing my frosted glass table works. Those were just tables little side tables that I bought at home, and they are a perfect background if you're doing macro photography work. And it's really an interesting background to use. And of course, spring flowers and pollen and tree pollen, you know, brings allergy season. So suffering from allergies here, but I got to say my allergies are less severe here in Tennessee than they were up in Ohio. And so I think I'll get through it okay. And anybody else who's suffering, you know, I can relate. Allergies, spring allergies are not a lot of fun. Tomorrow is April Fool's Day. And I used to every year play some little April Fool's, some kind of subtle April Fool's joke on my former boss, Frank. And some of them were stuff like I teased him that this one large insurance company group was going under. I had recreated an AM Best wire and changed the name of the insurance company and put it on his desk. And he was like all in a panic for a little bit. And I said, look at the name. Look at the name. And he got it, and it was really funny. And I've done a few other of those. Actually, I did one on my late father once. The year that my father turned 65, I had sent him via email. I had made up this offer for Medicare supplement policy with this fake insurance company, and it was you and my stepmother is a life and health agent, and he got this thing, and he got it, and he was like reading through it, and he gave it to Evelyn. She's like, no, you can't do this. You can't do this, Cliff. You can't do this. You can't. And I wrote him back. I said, it's an April Fool's joke, Dad. I said, this doesn't exist. So yeah, I guess kind of sick sense of humor here. My life is art, music, photography, and insurance, and food too. We went into town on Saturday because I had to, Sunday, we went into town, and I had to pick up some stuff for my storage unit because seasons are changing, and I needed to get my spring clothes because I only had two pairs of shorts with me because I always keep a bag in case I have to, meet up with my loved one and all that type of stuff, you know, and I keep a few warm clothes during the winter with me for that. But I needed to go get the rest of my spring clothes, and I need to clean out clothes anyway. I've got a bunch of stuff here that I no longer wear, no longer fits. You know, when you hit 57, you know, your weight adjusts. You know, sometimes it goes down, sometimes it goes up. You know, thank goodness, it doesn't fluctuate too much. But you know, there's some stuff that's a little tight, some stuff I won't ever wear again that I've been trying to get rid of, and been going through that. But anyway, we were in town, and we stopped at L&Ellian Market again, and we ended up at Five Daughters Bakery and picked up some donuts. And I hadn't eaten anything other than my usual oatmeal breakfast for lunch that morning and coffee. And so I had a King Kong donut for lunch, which I justified by having the candied bacon on top as being a legitimate lunch. And then a iced coffee with cream from Honest Coffee. And if you ever get up there, L&L Landmark is just a really great fun place to go here in Nashville. And there's a lot of really great little shops in there and restaurants. And my favorite tacos are actually up there. I love the Bang Bang Shrimp tacos that are up there. And Savory Spice, when they have it, they have the Nashville hot seasoning, which is really, really good to put on your chicken. And when I lived up near there, I used it on a lot of stuff. There's other little businesses in there. And so it was just really fun to get over there, just very briefly. I had wanted to stop at Centennial Park and take pictures of the blossoms, but we needed to get back to where it needed to get back. So I just didn't have time to stop. And so I kind of didn't get to, this is the first spring that I've been in Nashville that I'm not going to be able to get pictures of the blossoms in Centennial Park. But I don't know if I get over there maybe this week or something, you know, there may be a few left, but it was a little disappointing because I have my favorite reflection spot in Centennial Park where I take the weeping cherry blossoms every year. But I've got enough pictures of that spot throughout the entire year cycle that, I guess I could skip a spring. I just kind of want to get on here. I haven't forgotten y'all. I haven't forgotten to do this. It's just, sometimes I'll think of one and I'll start doing it and I'll say, And then it's like, well, I really want to get another guest. I'm dying to get another guest. I really enjoyed interviewing my friend Ingrid Aubrey and, interviewing Mikkel. I need to get you back on here because we need to check in with, your 6 months now here in Nashville. And it's been over 6 months since I fell too. And I'm still recovering. There's still some nerve damage in the hand. The hand is still stiff. I'm still very clumsy. I don't know if I'm going to be able to make jewelry again, you know, tie those to tight knots and stuff. That's a little debatable because it just doesn't quite work. But I can write and draw. My scrawl is still a scrawl. I never had the best handwriting to begin with. But I can, you know, I can still draw. I can still write. And it's getting better. Actually, when I was walking the dogs the other day up at the park, some kids had left a basketball there. And so I hadn't shot hoops in a long, long time. So I picked up the basketball. And of course, you know, I'm attached on a short leash to two dachshunds. They're very stubborn. So I dribbled the ball a few times. And the first shot went just a little under the rim. Second shot went again, a little under the rim. Then I hit the third shot. I actually hit the rim. And the fourth shot, I hit the rim again. And by that time, the dogs were very impatient with me. So I bet you if I had done another shot or two, I would have made a couple baskets. Because I used to love just going out and just shooting baskets. I'm not much of a basketball player, you know, in terms of the game. But I do love, have always loved going out and just shooting baskets. And so that was kind of fun. And it did show that the arm does kind of work for that type of stuff. You know, it's just so clumsy, but 6 months still healing. And it's slowly getting better. I was told it'll take a while to get full motion back. And it feels like I'm carrying a baseball club, you know, baseball bat on the bottom of my arm, you know, with the middle plates in there. They're just very heavy. And when I go to bed at night, you know, and I turn, you know, it feels different when you put your head down on the arm with the metal plates in. But it's looking better. And the nose is getting better too. I've noticed, it's getting much, much better. Probably a good call not to do the plastic surgery. I still am missing a little bit of skin on it. It's still a little shiny where the scar tissue is, but overall, it's not been too bad. Just was a very, very traumatic injury, and I'm still going to write the song about falling flat on my face in Nashville. I toy with it every so often. I toy with the lines every so often. And I actually think I sent off two lyrics this month to Kenny and waiting to hear back what he says on them. And I know he's getting ready for the tour. He's really excited for this tour. He's got some really great surprises for everybody. Got a really great set list that he's been working on. And he's very chomping at the bit to get out on the road and to perform for all of you again. You know, it's what he loves to do. And So, you know, that's kind of where everything sits, and stuff. And, just wanted to get on here and make sure that I did at least one episode for March and, update on the arm and, just some stuff. And right now I got to get back to, Florida property and casualty and property owner's insurance and, finish up what I need to do for my, insurance publishing job. So I hope you all have a great day. And, here's hoping that April is a really great month for everybody. And, you don't fall for too many April Fool's jokes. I'll have to, see if I could come up with something good here for a couple people tomorrow. So anyway, y'all take care and thanks for listening.